Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. It's at IOB_NewsHour. Of course, we're on Instagram. We have a Facebook page. We're on all that social media stuff going on. And Laura Kennard is in studio. Welcome back. It must be Monday.
It's a hot Monday.
It is a hot Monday. Speaking of hot, by the way, and I know your husband is standing here, so I can go ahead and say this.
Super embarrassing.
Okay, oh, this is not embarrassing. You look super hot today.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean,
don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you see?
Oh, he knows the right thing to say.
No, of course he does. of course he does.
It is very nerve-wracking to have your husband in the studio with you.
Yeah, it is a little bit nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Does Georgie ever come in?
Oh, yeah, she comes in from time to time, but she's so used to this, you know, it's kind of like...
I see her. She's like follows you. She's a...
She is good at this. Yeah.
She is.
She kind of puts the stuff out there.
I know.
So today's Monday, and what are we going to talk about? What's going on in the Metro?
I don't know. When's Tyler's wife coming in?
She's been here.
Yeah, she's been in.
Oh.
Before.
Well. Yeah, well, we finally got all the spouses in.
Yeah.
Not much for me to get nervous, though. I just press the buttons. So.
Oh, that's true.
Although he has talked some today.
Well, I made him. See?
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right. So what's going on? Hashi's Happy Hour is tomorrow. We talked about that a little bit. Yeah, already. Middle of May already, friends. Yep. So anyway, and it's hot as middle of July. What happens? We go from winter to
summer. Well, the good news is by Thursday, the high is only supposed to be 60.
Oh, of course.
Of course. It's Iowa. So the Hashi's social.
Yeah. So Hashi's, #Hashi's 2017. Right. Of course, that's in August. So when the Hashi's actually are is in August. But this is the time if you have a really cool thing that you did from the time of Hashi's last year in August till now, or you are planning to do something really cool that you can get in. This is the time to learn how to submit it, what categories there are. Go to the Hashi's Happy Hour. You can find out about the club. You can find out about Hashi's. And it's just a great showcase of what people do in the social media space for their nonprofit or their business. And even some student endeavors where students have done some things at, in the various colleges around. So this is going to be at Trilix. And they are
3rd Street, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
Yeah. So they, yes. Yeah, so what they're going to do, 615 3rd Street, Trilix is hosting it. And the reason why they're hosting it is because they actually got the best overall social media presence award for the 2016 Hashi's. And that was, they earned that doing a program for Templeton Rye.
Got it.
So that was
I wonder if Abe Goldstein will bring along his accordion.
What?
Abe Goldstein, you know, he's with Trilix, of course.
Oh, and he's going to maybe...
I know, but he plays the accordion all over the place.
We should ask.
He plays with the Java Jews from time to time.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'll find out.
This is...
So, the tickets are on sale. Go right out to Social Media Club of Des Moines website, because you probably want to get those right away. It's only $15 and includes some appetizers. And I think if you showed up there, they'd probably let you pay at the door, but they'd really rather you pay ahead.
Get a ticket.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, so we also have tomorrow, but in the morning, Breakfast Before Business, which is at SVPA Architects in West Des Moines.
West Des Moines.
This is something that occasionally we like to talk about the chamber and some of the stuff that the chamber has going on. And this is just a thing that's open where you could learn a little bit about chamber. And so it's just a business networking before you go into work kind of thing from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. So
I spoke at that several months ago. It was in the dead of winter.
And you spoke there? Oh, yeah, because I remember you telling me you had to be somewhere really early.
Yeah, like really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, Wednesday, May 17th is Accelerate Des Moines. So we've been talking about that.
That's right. Mike Caldwell was in last week talking about this. This is a project through the Greater Des Moines Partnership and Square One DSM.
Right. So Square One, this will be the second annual Accelerate DSM, and it's at the Iowa Event Center. I'll be there all day. And it's being produced in collaboration with 1 Million Cups, which we talk about all the time, as well as the Technology Association of Iowa. So it's all of those folks getting together. And you can certainly still register for it. Do that right away. And you can see the full day schedule. It's really should be a great
And I think
year.
What's really interesting about this particular event, it's not just networking, but it is substantive conversation about how to better grow your business. It's mm-hmm. all built around business growth.
And so, accelerating Des Moines, which, right. of course, the NewsHour is primarily focused on Des Moines, but things are on Iowa, too. So this is a Des Moines-centric sort of thing about growing business here in the metro. And on the 18th, then, we usually have we always talk about Being Lunch and Learn, but Being Lunch and Learn actually has a specific topic, insurance for entrepreneurs, that they're going to be talking about this Thursday at noon. So I wanted to point that out because it's not always something specifically scheduled, and that is an important topic, I think, especially in this sort of ever-changing healthcare marketplace. I think that's important for entrepreneurs.
And that's on Thursday. You know,
that is on Thursday. That's over the noon hour. There's no cost to go, so you can just show up. That is at West Des Moines Incubator, which is in Valley Junction. This is also a new Gravitate co-working space. So,
nice.
But it's still the incubator as well. So, so we have that on the 18th, and we also that same morning of the 18th, 7 a.m. bright and early to 8 a.m. we have the social media discussion group.
Is this the AMA guys?
This is the AMA, and this one is going to be about using social media as a customer service hub. And as I mentioned, people like Hy-Vee do a great job with using social media to conduct customer service. So it doesn't always have to be about marketing.
No, it
that
doesn't.
Your objective can be better customer engagement,
which
better
is
customer
also
service.
Very beneficial to your brand. I had one of these experiences today, as a matter of fact,
oh,
just
you did?
This morning. Yeah. One of our phone lines at the office went bad.
Oh,
and so yeah. rather than go online and try to figure out what's the number for repair for CenturyLink, I just tweeted out. I tweeted, yeah, CenturyLink help. Uh-huh. At CenturyLink Help. And I say, hey, what's the number for business line that's not working? Mm-hmm. And within seconds,
right,
I got a response.
And, you know, that's a strategy. So they have the manpower behind doing that. I don't suggest that it's for everyone.
No.
But if it's something you want to focus on and you want to put the manpower behind, I know that you can tweet Hy-Vee and probably get an answer quicker than you can try to look up which store number and what department, blah, 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 and they can give you an answer.
Right.
So we also have a couple of things really quick. Save the date for the Riverwalk Rendezvous. This is Metro Regional Business After Hours. What's really cool about that is it's on the Riverwalk. So if it's, you know, summer.
Is it at the hub? Is that where they're doing this? Or?
So I would go to Greater Des Moines Partnerships okay. list of events. I believe it probably at some point is at the hub, but it's probably more. Maybe there's a walk around. I'm not really sure, but I know that the weather is going to be nice. It's 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., so it's a drop-in after work hours and just a nice kickoff for the summer. And on May 24th, top five things to do now to increase sales and brand awareness, which is also an event that'll be through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. So
yeah,
those
this
are some highlights.
This is through the small business entrepreneurship section of the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Yes, yes. So highlighting a few of these things. There's a ton of stuff on the partnership, though, so you should check out what's
Yeah, Christina Moffitt, as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, is the person behind all of this at the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and she's doing this opportunity for small business to go and pick up some knowledge.
And I know you'll be doing some topics in the year to come. I've got a topic that I'll be doing, but like a year and a half from now. That's how booked it is, actually. They've got quite a lineup of things. So, and then one final note before we part here as another sort of save the date. Wednesday, May 24th, is the 12th annual AMA Iowa Nova Awards.
Mm.
The theme is Welcome to the Jungle. So it's urban jungle. It's Iowa's best marketers to celebrate the top marketing strategies and execution of 2017, highlighting those.
Welcome to the Jungle.
It's going to be at the Come and Go Theater, by the way.
Tell.
Guns and Roses.
Guns and Roses?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Jungle.
There we go. Yep.
Somehow, something told me that Jeremy would have the answer to that.
You are a good read on that because he knows music, let me tell you. Yes, I don't know what time we have beyond this to talk about all the things coming up, but That's what I got.
That's what you got.
That's what I got.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Kennard, she comes in on a regular basis, every Monday, as a matter of fact, our contributor for social media and networking here in the greater Des Moines metro. You know, it is interesting how some businesses, even small businesses, can utilize Twitter if they have the right notifications on their phones or whatever, that when you are pinged, so to speak, that you can respond right away.
And if you have a couple of people that can just sort of jump on, it really, you know, I think that sometimes people think it all has to be for advertising.
And it's not.
And social media platforms can be used for all sorts of things. Yeah. By the way, social media groups now can be connected directly to your Facebook page. So you can make a connection between your page and a group that you want to start for a closer, deeper, private conversation. And to prevent people from trolling in the groups, Facebook has now introduced a three-part questions that you can set up that sort of weeds out the riffraff.
Really? I did not know this.
Those are my tips for you today.
So on Facebook, you can set up a group and then have three questions to keep the trolls away.
That's right. To make sure that you're allowing the right people in. So I do a lot of things to look and see about if the person is for real. Are they from
Des
Moines?
Yeah, I
do all that kind of stuff. But this will help you in that endeavor.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Tips on Facebook, tips on Twitter, and tips on business networking here in the greater Des Moines metro and beyond. Thank you, Laura. Thank you for bringing Jeremy in to see how hard you work on this.
Yeah.
See
so,
you
and it was okay. I just forgot that he was in the background. Don't look.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Super stuff. All right. We've got to step aside because it is 9 to 6 o'clock. Great to be back in the capital city from the other capital city in Washington, D.C. Hope that you enjoyed that conversation that we had earlier about what my personal reflections were on that event last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Laura Kennard, our regular contributor when it comes to networking and social media advice for business. Our program director is, of course, Patrick Wood. The people are giving me signals in the background.
No. Threw you off.
Well, it threw me off just a little bit, but every once in a while that happens. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's the one that's showing me the fingers right now, as a matter of fact. And the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlin. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Thanks so very much for listening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.